15 or 20 albums in their record collections, right? Most of them, you know, a bit lazy to have to walk over to the turntables and stick on the albums on a turntable to listen, i.e. their favorite kind of albums. And anyway, if you stick an album on a turntable, you tend to only have maybe one or two tracks that are good. So what we're really doing for people is we're playing their favorite tracks without them having to pull them out of their own collection, really.
Traditie heeft Caroline Nieuwe Stijl wel gehandhaafd. De Loving Awareness jingles. Loving Awareness staat voor liefde en begrip. Nou verbonden met de flower power tijd uit de jaren 60. Caroline-eigenaar Ronan O'Reilly.
Of course there are jingles. The Loving Awareness jingles. Which I'm sure you've heard over the years. And we've had a tremendous response in Holland.
Are you suffering from the aches and pains of a routine life of DA? Do problems and frustrations hem you into a pattern of self-destruction and negativity toward yourself and others around you? Life doesn't have to be a prison. Let LA prove it to you.
Let me take you through your sadness. Face the things you cannot meet.
Ronan O'Reilly ontkent dat de Loving Awareness jingles achterhaald zijn. Hij vindt zelfs dat er weer een nieuwe inhoud gegeven kan worden aan het idee. Hij noemt als voorbeelden de acties tegen de kruisraketten en de steun aan de milieuorganisatie Greenpeace.
Caroline very much for Greenpeace. Caroline against all weapons of violence. And I mean, a handgun in New York City to one individual can be every bit as damaging as a cruise missile. You know, if one person is dead, it's one person too many. And for me, obviously the magnitude of the cruise is that everybody dies, but one person dead, whether it's among everybody or just that one person, is a dead person.
Even terug naar de nieuwe stijl van Caroline. De discjockeys zijn enthousiast over het nieuwe format. U hoort Dave Richards.
It's a nice freestyle. Within reason you can play virtually what you want, which is a good thing. It's great, yeah. Working with this sort of format is great. Totally sort of freestyle. And as long as you don't go too over the top in any specific thing, then fine. I enjoy working with this format. It's very, very good.
Robin Ross, een andere disc jockey, denkt er als volgt over.
This is a new Radio Caroline. It's a new ship, a new radio station. Okay, yes, in the 60s and 70s, Caroline did things. But now, this is a new idea, a new station, and lots of good music. That's the whole idea behind it.
Zetten van zeezenders kost veel geld en als het schip er eenmaal ligt, moet je maar afwachten in hoeverre bedrijven geïnteresseerd zijn in het adverteren op een drijvende radiozender. Caroline-eigenaar Ronan O'Reilly.
Well, firstly, we're as you know, operating with international clients, companies that are US-based, Canadian-based, Australian, New Zealand. In fact, keep the whole thing absolutely legitimate, you know, to keep it all legal and above board, we've had to go to international companies that are based outside of the UK and outside of Holland and France and these other places. And those big companies, the big multinationals, are coming in, as you probably know. Companies like Newsweek, Jordache Jeans, Priority Air Freight, they're all very big international companies. Based in the US, Canada, etc.
Het Caroline-schip is verankerd in internationale wateren in de monding van de Theems. Even voorbij het Caroline-schip is nu een tweede zeeschip verschenen. Laser 730. Is Radio Caroline bang voor concurrentie? Discjockey Richard Davis.
Very difficult to say. I would say that the moment the commercial radio industry in Britain, as it stands, is very, very bad. And I think there's bound to come to a time when the IBA as such will collapse. As far as a place goes for pirate radio in Britain, yes, I feel there is at the moment, because even with the IBA local radio stations and the BBC local stations, there's still a massive gap to fill. And hopefully we, along with some of the land-based pirates, are doing that.
From a point at sea to the circles of your mind, a new force is at work for planetary transformation. New radio for a new Earth on 963 kilohertz medium wave. Europe's voice of loving awareness is Radio Caroline.
You know, the spirit of Caroline has been to carry on, you know, regardless. And we've been there through every battle and storm that the North Sea and off sea could deliver to us. I mean, that's what the spirit of Caroline is all about. Spirit of freedom, the spirit of the individual, you know, doing something despite all the odds. Plus the fact that, of course, we are the first pan-European by. I mean, there's a lot of discussion now in Madison Avenue in America, where we operate from, both New York and Los Angeles, where we have our advertising set up. But there's an awful lot of talk now about the pan-European buy. In other words, a signal that covers more than one territory at a time. So that, say, an advertiser like Newsweek magazine, they don't just get an impact in the United Kingdom, but they get an impact in the UK, Ireland, Holland, Belgium, France, Spain, all other sort of European companies at night. So they get a tremendous overall impact. Caroline has literally millions of listeners. I mean, you're looking at, on actual surveys at the moment, I mean, we have a Gallup and an NOS survey, and we're looking in those two countries, UK and Holland, we're looking at over 6 million listeners, plus what we've picked up in the last 4 or 5 months, plus the other territories. So Germany and these other places added in, you're looking at 10, 12 million people listening over the week. So it's quite a big radio station now, an audience size. So there must be a, you know, we're fulfilling a need. There is definitely a need for what we're doing.
I can't believe all the things you say to me. I just can't believe all the things you say. I can lose weight. I see nothing matters in your eyes. I'm just standing straight.
News brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Good evening, Europe.
It was on this date in 1964 that Radio Caroline began broadcasting to Europe. Those first broadcasts were from the motor vessel Caroline, which was at anchor 3.5 miles from the Frentin-on-Sea coast. It was Easter weekend in 1964, and Radio Caroline will be celebrating the radio uprising this Easter. For Caroline, I'm Jay Jackson.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Caroline viert dit weekend haar 20-jarig bestaan met een uitzending van de top 1000 aller tijden. Ronan O'Reilly is hoopvol gestemd over de toekomst van de zeezender.
Why is it the only one? Well, I mean, I mean, you could get into sort of a patting yourself on the back thing, you know what I mean? Which wouldn't be, you know, wouldn't be a good idea. No, I mean, I just think it's a coincidence of historical events and legislation and pressures and other stations and everything else. I mean, there's a whole series of reasons why it's the only one. But, you know, it started it all and it's still there. So whatever that means, everybody has to make their own minds up. We're dedicated to the whole idea of freedom. I mean, and, you know, there's a price you got to pay for that. you know, the Dutch paid it in the Second World War, and other people have paid it since, and it's a price you pay.
Net zo optimistisch is disc jockey Robin Ross.
Oh, yeah. Why are you out here? There is. As long as people keep coming out and people keep listening, and our figures are growing all the time, it's about 12 million people across Europe. That's bigger than, apart from Caroline in the 60s, that's bigger than any other station has had. And we're reaching people from different languages all the time. East, West Germany, Belgium, France, Holland, Denmark. We're just going in there, which is what we aim to do. Well, all the organised stations are set up because of pirate stations. We're not a product of the 60s, we're a station in the 80s.
Discjockey Robin Ross, samen met zijn collega's dagelijks te beluisteren via 319 meter middengolf. Een slotwoord, Caroline-directeur Ronan O'Reilly.
My message would always be, give the jocks and give everybody who's working for the station as much freedom as they had when they were out on the ship. And then you, if that freedom exists, you know, you get a more accurate communication from the listeners and the viewers to what they really want, you know, because those people, given their freedom, react more instinctively, and it's a fresher, happier vibration coming across the airwaves.
De vraaggesprekken werden aan boord van de Ross Revenge gemaakt door collega Jaap Stalenburg. Straks na 11 uur is Veronica ook weer via de FM te ontvangen. In het laatste deel van het grote Veronica-avontuur op Hilversum 2 kunt u dan luisteren naar Gert Berg, die met Rob Oud en Lex Harding praat over de toekomst van de Veronica-omroeporganisatie.